It's time for a little taste . Okay, I did just watch Army of the Dead, the new Zack Snyder zombie movie. The extra short version, I did basically enjoy it. So it's long and it didn't drag for me, but I have heard a lot of criticism that I can't disagree with. I think the main place to criticize here is he does spend a lot of time going into some backstory in the characters, which normally I would like, and you know, it didn't bother me that much when I was watching it that it was there. It's just the way it's there is so melodramatic and over the top and played. Yeah, it's a little bit overdone, and you know, and it makes the movie a whole lot longer than it probably needs to be. Because the actual zombie killing and the action and all of that is great. And the style of it's great. And his normal, like, over the top, I'm going to use songs and be super self-indulgent, it's all there. And you're either in for that or you're not. And I understand both positions on that. He is maybe the least subtle of directors currently, at least American ones. And but he has a style for it, and sometimes it works better than others. I still think his first movie, the remake of Dawn of the Dead, it kind of strikes a balance that he hasn't quite found since exactly. I mean, Watchmen works, and I think I do think the Superman stuff works for the most part. But you can tell he had also, this feels like akin to his Justice League cut for sure, in terms of, oh, I'm just going to completely like take off the limiters and just do what I want to do no matter what. And I appreciate that for sure. But it's certainly, I think there's a better movie in there than what is out there, but that isn't to say it isn't enjoyable. It's a good movie, actually, I think, ultimately. It's a good zombie movie. And I do like the high concept of having a heist film within a zombie setting, basically. So you get the zombie genre, but then the subgenre of a heist film within the zombie genre, basically. And I thought that might not work for me. It more or less does. The logic behind all of that and why it's happening is suspect. Yeah, you can definitely question the person, like why the character who hires them to pull off the heist does it the way he does it. I'm sure you could come up with something, but there just aren't any real reveal. There's a reveal around the real purpose of it, but you don't get any real reveals around like any, whatever the actual motivations might have been and why he decided to motivate them in the way that he did to do this, other than, hey, this needs to be a heist movie. That's kind of how that feels. But you know, if you're going into this to think about it that hard, then yeah, maybe watch something else, I'd say. But if you're able to enjoy a movie despite, you know, some possible plot holes or inconsistencies or things that don't stand up to scrutiny, then you can do this, and it's fun. And it's not really about that with the Zack Snyder movie. It's nice when it happens and it works, but this is not one of those. This is just, we're going to go for it. We're not going to question it too much. We're not going to overthink it. I like that because I have trouble doing that personally. So it's nice. I like seeing someone do it successfully and be like, yeah, you know what? You can do this and not have to overthink every little damn detail and make it all work. And it can still kind of work anyway. There's comfort in that for me as I sit here and think about it. All right. But overall, I mean, if you're a Zack Snyder fan, that's no question. Watch it. If you're into zombie movies, you should probably watch it. It's got plenty of stuff that's worth it. There's a little bit different take on zombies here. I think really it's just not for you if you cannot handle things not making 100% sense. And if you cannot handle self-indulgence on screen, then, you know, save yourself the frustration. And until next time when I watch something else, have a good night. Thanks for listening.